You are about to listen to an exclusive interview here on Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net.
What's up?
Aaron.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. What's going on, man?
Hey, Aaron. Welcome to our radio show.
How you doing? I'm good, man. Life is good. It's been a good day.
Good, good. There was some debate about you a little while ago.
Oh, what was the debate?
Now, he called a rally, and I call it Rally Durham. So, which one are you from?
It's a conglomerate over here. It's a lot of suburbia.
Yes, I have one of my best friends whose name is Aaron, actually, lives in Rally. So, I love your town, man. I've been there quite a few times.
Yeah, Raleigh's a cool area, man. I actually live in Durham. A couple of the guys live in Raleigh, so, you know, we're definitely a Raleigh-Durham area band, for sure.
And
I love this area.
We've been listening to your CD. It rocks. I really like it. It's soulful. Some of the songs are soft. It reminds you when you have a girl on your arm going around the pond, you know, like in like a nice field, like a park, and you're holding hands when she's not passed out from the roofies, and it's really nice.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's good to be able to have those moments where you can chill out with your woman, and you know, the panty droppers are good to have.
Agreed. See, you got that. I like that. You make me laugh. But no, all joking aside, you guys, I really did like the music, though. I really did. Sometimes we get some bands here, I don't care for it. So I had to be like, oh, that's unique. That's a nice, unique song. And I'm thinking to myself, God, what the frick are they doing?
Yeah, it's like some of those bands. You could also like put in like a different analogy would be like if, say you're meeting with some of your friends and they got some baby pictures and they're showing your picture of their kids, and you know these kids are like really ugly as hell. I mean, what do you say to them, you know, because they're showing you like, this is my child. You say like, oh, that's a pretty shirt they have on. they have all their fingers.
Yeah, that's when you say, wow, what a cool CD cover. That's the analogy in radio. That's a cool layout. You just don't get around to seeing the music.
That's what Photoshop will do for you.
Yeah, Photoshop can't fix ugly. Anyways, Aaron, tell us about what's going on with the band right now.
You know, today has been a good day because we actually were in Greensboro today playing with, we played this festival called the Triad for Love of Music Festival. And it's the first time that we had played with Grammy-winning artists. So, Fuel played later on.
Oh, sweet.
So we opened up for Fuel in addition to this kind of new hip-hop artist guy. It's kind of a strange, odd lineup, but I mean, a guy named Lupe Fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And then also another Grammy-winning act that was the Carolina Chocolate Drops, which are kind of down-home, traditional type music. But it was really cool. It was really good to be a part of it. And so it's that's been the highlight of my day.
How'd you guys get on that one?
Luck.
You know, that was an interesting one. We it's a friend of a friend kind of thing, right? Like our drummer is friends with somebody who knew the music lawyer who was throwing the shindig, and the guy listened to our stuff and was like, "Hey, I want you guys on it." So we were like the only local band that got on this bill, and it was, you know, it was like us and then just a bunch of a bunch of Grammy-winning artists. So, you know, we're not going to be local for very long. We're going nationwide.
Well, then you're not
worldwide.
Well, technically, our radio show is worldwide, so you're already there.
Oh, we are worldwide. Hey, thanks for telling me, man. We're there.
No, we're rebroadcast in Japan and Germany and other places too. So we have, you know, we're rebroadcast in like 20 some different markets. So what you're saying now goes to a Domino Regato in Japan. You know, in a week.
Well, plus people be downloading the interview and stuff like that, and. And we run stats on him, and it gets picked up all over the place, and it's rethreaded all over. You know, we don't even know who the hell's really listening to us at some point. It gets pretty wild.
Well, I'll get letters from Slovakia and stuff like that, so you never know.
That's awesome. It's awesome. It's great.
So what do you do in the band?
I guess I should say we were a local band, right?
So
every band started out local somewhere.
True that. Where what do you do in the band?
I do a couple different things. So a little bit of history about the band is that we have three guitar players in the band, but only two of us actually play guitar at any given time. So we kind of trade off bass duties.
Mm-hmm.
That's, me and the other two guys that play guitar go back quite a ways. We met each other when we were in college and jammed together, you know, through those years. And you know, we just kept in touch. We played with several bands here and there. And so, you know, we all got together and we stumbled across our singer, Dallas, who's just kind of was the glue to the whole thing. And then we got our drummer, Twig, who really, really took us to a different level with his drumming tightness. But yeah, I guess so. To get to your question, I play guitar, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, and I also play bass, and I do some backup vocals.
Wow, you're not Indian?
No,
because they usually have like 14 jobs. So I was just double checking.
No, those are Jamaicans, not Indians.
Oh no. Oh yeah, sorry, that's Jamaicans. It's like, no, I have this and I do this and I do this.
Yeah, we spread it around. You know, it's one of those situations where the guitar players, we've known each other for so long. You know, we're really good buds, and so we get to, you know, depending on the song and who brings what ideas, we kind of split up the duties. You know, on who's going to be playing which parts, just based on what kind of happens. You know, and nobody, there's not like these huge egos of you know, oh, I got to play lead in that song, or you know, this or that. It's, we actually trade off a lot, and it's a cool dynamic, man. It's a good thing to be a part of.
We have a question from one of the listeners in the audience, and he's from Raleigh, and he goes by the name of Jeff Kiss. And he has this, was or how is COC an influence on you, or have they been an influence on you?
Oh, you know, we have a connection with Corrosion of Conformity. So a couple years ago, me and a couple of these guys were in a different band that actually we put out an album with the guy who produced John Custer, with the guy who produced Corrosion of Conformity's big album. Mm-hmm. So that's like our connection with Corrosion of Conformity. You know, I've heard some of their stuff. I like them. You know, we're probably, I mean, obviously we're not as heavy as they are, but you know, those guys, they're legends in Raleigh. I remember saw them a long time ago back at the brewery and over by NC State, and they were, it was awesome. It was a packed house, and you know, it's a smaller joint, but it was, yeah, they were just, the singer got up there, it's like, you know, the guy probably had already definitely pounded a couple tall boys by then. He got up there like he owned the world, you know. He's a really good front man, really can command an audience. And it was a really good experience. So, yeah, it was really cool to be able to work with John Custer a couple years ago on a different project. But that's like our COC connection.
Let's see, I got another question here. This was, do you prefer the Foxy Lady Strip Club on Capitol Boulevard or the Dollhouse as your titty bar choice?
Oh, man, I got to go with the Dollhouse, man. You know, everybody knows the Foxy Lady. I mean, I guess that's the cool thing about the Foxy Lady is they got that hotel right next door. Well, that's the not-so-cool thing about the Foxy Lady, right?
Free penicillin.
Go ahead and spend a little bit extra money and go to the Dollhouse, you know? That'd be my choice.
If you spend a little bit extra money on your prescription card, you'll be all set.
Right. So, that's my 2 cents on that one.
I'm trying to find the name of a restaurant, believe it or not. When I was last down in Raleigh, I went to this like Italian place, and you ate underneath these giant mushrooms. I don't know the name of the place, though. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Giant mushrooms in Raleigh?
Yeah,
I ate some giant mushrooms in Raleigh like a while back, but it was an Italian.
No, place. No, this is like these. Like, it's like they use these tents. They use them as tents, like, you know, like you sit outside on the patio, and these things are a mosh. Uh-huh. Like they were like decorated, and it was just packed with college girls. I mean, just wall.
Is that the Mellow Mushroom?
That's it.
Is that the pizza joint? The
Mellow
Mushroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man,
that's up on the corner. Glenwood and what was it? I don't remember the other. West?
But there was just like...
Yeah, Glenwood and West.
There was like women galore. Literally gorgeous knockout women. And I'm sitting here going, damn, I want to move down here. This place is awesome.
Yeah. It's a scene over there. Hey, back to the strip club. I don't think it's called the Dollhouse anymore. I think it's called the Men's Club now. I think it's switched owners.
There you go, Jeff. Guess the next time you go down there.
Yes. And I abandoned a girl down in Cary, North Carolina, too. I think it's by Raleigh. I'm not sure exactly where. So.
Cary. Yeah, Cary's not too far away, man. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
So now that we know what the band has done, okay, today, and who you worked with in the past. Let's talk about the future, man. Miss Cleo wants to know. Tell me now your future.
The future.
Yeah, what's going on with the
I
band?
This month, as far as a good gig we're playing, is on September 17th, we're playing at the Raleigh Amphitheater, opening up for Better Than Ezra. So that's going to be super sweet. We're really looking forward to that. We got next weekend, we got a triple header, actually. We're playing locally in Raleigh, and then we're going down to play a biker rally in Emerald Isle, and then coming back on Sunday. And then, amazingly, we're going to do this biker rally and play till, I don't know, midnight or 1, and then we're going to drive back, get up at, I don't know, 5 in the morning, go set up a PA to play this 5-day run outside the RBC Center in Raleigh.
Oh,
it's
wow.
An NHL-sponsored event, right? So I don't even know if I'm going to get to sleep on Saturday night, but we're going to do it. But, yeah, the future, man, we're looking to, we're going to go all the way, man. We're going to do it.
Sounds good. Life of a rock star, huh?
Yeah.
You're pimping
it
out. That's right. Mr. Groupie. If he has a girlfriend listening right now, he just got hit.
Let's see. I got a couple more questions here. These are for people that, I guess they really know the neighborhood over there, so they want to connect with you guys.
We're getting slammed. Our message board is getting slammed right now.
Here you go. They're saying is, Raleigh, is it a tough place for a rock band to break because of the prevalence of country music down there?
I'd say yeah. I don't know. I mean, it just kind of depends. Country's really popular. I got nothing against country music. I don't really like it a whole lot myself, but unless you're talking about old stuff like Graham Parsons or, kind of the country influence from the band and stuff like that, that's what I really like. More country influence type stuff as opposed to straight up country. But yeah, I mean, shit, we're in the South down here, so it definitely has a big hold, and so in that respect, maybe country artists get a little bit more attention. But yeah, I think that if you're a good band, people are gonna pick up on it, and it's you just gotta stay positive, you know.
Well, at least you don't have to put up with our winters we have up north.
Okay, I got another question here. They're saying, do you think the weatherman Greg Fischel can play Bill Gates in a movie?
Oh, shit, man. I don't even know who that is. I mean, I know who Bill Gates is, but I don't know who the weatherman is. Oh, is he like a local North Carolina weather dude?
I think so.
No clue who this question is about. We just read it off the computer. Whatever they send us.
I don't watch much local news, so I don't catch the weather very often.
The reason he don't watch much local news is because he's shooting for the stars, and you can't fly like an eagle if you hang around turkeys, right?
Oh, man.
Right. Yeah, instead of watching the local news, I'm trying to practice and play gigs.
See, that dude has a life, man.
Okay, here's a good question for you. You ready for this one?
Sure.
When you eat the chili dogs at Snoopy's, do you get massive diarrhea, too?
Oh, I love Snoopy's. You know what's right beside Snoopy's? I got to give a shout-out to these guys, the Dive Bar. Dive Bar in Raleigh. We've played there several times in the past. It's a cool joint. Highly recommend going there. Everything's always nice. It's like $5 to get in, and they don't rip you off on beer. And it's a really, they take care of the bands. It's a really cool place.
I'll have to check it out.
It's like 100 feet away. And whenever we play over there, I always go over and I usually get like a hamburger, actually. So I don't think I've ever had like a corn dog at Snoopy's, but the hamburgers have done me all right.
Boy, why don't we just put this on the rally, what do you call that, visitor reel? Because the boys are loyal to your town, really. Cleveland's ain't not the exact opposite. See, if we have someone from Cleveland on their show, like, what they do is, you guys are listening to all these places cool that you like to go to, and things you do, and people from your hometown. And if you have a Cleveland, do you go here? Why would I go there? Do you go here? What for? So we appreciate people loving their hometown,
I got another question. This is from Blevis in the chat room. He said, ask him if he knows Chuck from the band of Dharma from Greensboro.
The band of Dharma?
Yeah.
The band A Dharma.
I don't. I don't, man. I'm sorry. I don't know Chuck the Band from Dharma.
Well, Beavis, you're out of luck, so F off.
I guess I should, huh?
No, because they're not on our show, are they? And they're not opening up for Grammy-winning artists, are they?
The Band of Dharma, they may want to, I don't know. I don't know how much I feel about that band name. That's Dharma of the Band of Karma.
Oh, that's a good thing. So you can write a song about them. It'd be pretty funny if you get a number one song and it's about a band. It's like, man, we can't even get a song ourselves.
Man, picking a band name is so hard. It's such a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Well, okay, good. Well, that's a great question. How'd you come up with the Stone Chiefs?
Oh, it was a long, drawn-out process, you know, because, you know, you Google it. Anytime you come up with a band name, right, you want to Google it.
Yeah.
See if what's out there. And it's a worldwide market these days, right? So everything's out there. So it took us forever. And we actually kind of played under a couple different kind of pseudo names, and, you know, for a little while. And then we finally settled on the Stone Chiefs. But the reason why we wanted to go with that was because we wanted a word that, like, conveyed a sense of heaviness,
mm-hmm.
which is where stone came from. And we also wanted a word that conveyed like mastery, you know, like that we're experts or, you know, or authority or, you know, authoritative at what we're doing, right? And that's where the Chiefs came from.
That's pretty cool.
The Stone Chiefs.
We
Googled it, and I couldn't believe it, and nothing came up, right? Nobody had had it. It's crazy.
That's pretty cool. We had a funny incident with a Cleveland band here that been around for about 20 years, multiple records, multiple tours in Europe. Some major label band decided to change their name to the same band name as this other band and try to put out an album. And the funny thing is, the other band's been around and known worldwide. And this major label think they would at least Google the name before they put out an album. So there was a lawsuit that went out, and they had to pull back, a cease and desist, and pull back everything they printed off. So the whole album had to get scrapped.
Somebody in the marketing department probably walked over that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. All you had to do is put it in a search engine. Oh, okay. His band's played Europe and America and everywhere else on 15 albums and been out for 20 years. Okay. We're not stupid.
There's a lot of bands, you know, that are coming out now that are taking bands that were popular, or not so much popular, but he actually was out recording and stuff in the 70s and stuff like that. You start seeing them start popping up now.
Yeah, because Dominic's old band was called the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that didn't last so long.
No, it didn't work so
Yeah, it's not going to work if you call yourself the Rolling Stones. I mean, we got the word stone, but it's different enough.
Yeah.
I just call myself the Stony Chiefs. You know?
The Stoned Chiefs.
The Stoned Chiefs.
The granite.
But, Stone Chiefs.
Actually, I do like the name. It's a cool name. I really like it. It sets yourself apart.
Yeah, it's one of those names you got to say it to yourself a few times to get it in your head. And then I think you roll with it then.
Yeah, we're happy with it, man. We're digging it. It was such a long, arduous process to try to settle on a band name that everybody liked and that we actually could use.
We're really happy we got it. I do have a question about one of the song titles, okay? Now,
sure.
we've been having a debate about pedophilia in the music industry. Like, for example, Kiss singing Christine 16. Mind you, they're like 65 now, okay? Brian Adams, you know, not Brian Adams, but Sexy and 17. She's only 17 by Winger. There's a whole bunch of songs talking about molesting young girls, okay? This song of yours called Younger. What's it about?
Well, I guess, you know, my take on that would be, it could be about when you're a teenager, when, you know, maybe you were 18 and maybe the girl was 16 or 17, or maybe you were 17 and the girl was 16, or both 17 or whatever, or maybe you both were 18, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. You know how when you first do certain things, there's just like such this raw energy in it, and sometimes it's kind of like the reason why people who get in, you know, into some hard drugs, why they keep chasing that first high, right? So I mean, I guess that song is a little bit of a you know, throwback to that. Like, you know, when you're younger, when you have certain experiences, you're just kind of like on fire about it, and it's so exciting, and then, you know, it's like it's you try to capture that, you try to keep it, right? And I think people a lot of times are trying to you know, reclaim those feelings of when you were growing up, and sometimes things are just so like right there, you know.
But that's cool, man. Nostalgia.
So it's kind of a throwback to that. So I guess it could be about teenagers.
Well, I just know you just saved our whole thing.
I don't think it was specifically written about teenagers, but I guess if you really wanted to think about it that way, you could.
I like the nostalgia thing. Like when you're younger, you did things. That's cool. I like that. That rocks. That's much better than Winger, like, she's only 17, and I'm doing 20 years, you know?
Right, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, it wasn't our intention to, when Dallas was writing that song, for him to want to be banging 17-year-olds now.
But I'm just messing around, but it's pretty funny, though, when you think about it. It really is, because...
No, I got you.
You know, especially when back then it was, like, all innocent, you know? Like, hey, you know, she's my cherry pie. Well, now you're going to jail, dude.
Cherry pie.
You're someone else's pie. Now you're pumpkin pie. He's Bubba pie now. So...
Right.
Anyways, Aaron, where can we find your stuff on the web besides Reverbnation? Website, Facebook, hit it up. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, just go to thestonechiefs.com. Thestonechiefs.com. We have, you know, we're on Reverbnation. We got the Facebook page, MySpace, Twitter, what else? And something. We got something else. But you can get all of that from our official website, which is thestonechiefs.com.
You got a cool website there.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. Like yeah, it's
right.
A little bit of time to throw it together, but it's coming together nice.
Aaron, can you do us a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you do a promo ID for our show? Just say your name, the band you're with, say you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Aaron Wigg with the Stone Chiefs. And you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. And we're going to rock your ass.
Aaron, that was great, man. Hey, I want to thank you again for taking time out and being on the show. And we'll do whatever we can to help you guys get your music out there, man. You guys are really good. And I really hope everything takes off for you and keeps going for you.
Yeah, well, it's taking off, man. We're gonna ride on the plane.
That's it.
And see where it flies to.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on.
No problem, and have yourself a good one.
Yeah, see you, Dominic.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And there you have it.
And you do.
And here's some Stone
Chiefs.
Chiefs for you. This is Get Up and Go here on Max and Threshold.
Get Up and Go, buy their album.
That's it. Kind of spice in life, are you trying to find?
Thank you for listening to an exclusive interview here on Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net.